ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the clock is ticking down to the annual meeting of Pacific leaders next week, this year being held in Tuvalu. And West Papuan activists have ramped up their lobbying efforts, pushing to get Pacific countries to support a resolution that would send the United Nations in to investigate allegations of human rights violations in the contentious region that is, of course, part of Indonesia and shares the border with PNG. Now, the head of the group, the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, Benny Wender, has recently met with the Solomon Islands Prime Minister, Manase Sogavare, while the special envoy on West Papua for Vanuatu, and that, of course, has been a long outspoken Pacific country on this issue, that envoy is Laura Linney. And she says the momentum is building in support for West Papua, and she's confident of success at next week's Pacific Island Leaders Forum. Our reporter, Evan Wasuka, is following the story for us and joins me now. Evan, tell us more about this resolution that they're pushing for. What's it asking for and why is it significant?
Well, Catherine, this resolution, which is on the agenda at the forum meeting in Tuvalu next week, is asking Pacific leaders to call for a visit to West Papua by the UN Human Rights Commissioner and investigate allegations of human rights violations there. The resolution also puts a deadline for the visit to take place and for a report to be submitted to the next forum leaders meeting in 2020. The resolution was championed by the Vanuatu government at a meeting in Suva last month, where forum officials and forum ministers met to set the agenda for next week's leaders' summit. It's been reported that most Pacific countries didn't oppose the resolution, although Australia did raise some concerns about it during the officials' meeting, but this was resolved. Laura Linney is Vanuatu's special envoy to West Papua. She says the scene is set for the forum leaders' meeting, and she's confident that there'll be support for the resolution.
The issue of West Papua has now reached another level. Support from our member countries, from the Melanesian Spearhead Group. This is a good indication for us to participate in the leaders' forum. So we are looking forward to the outcomes from the leaders' communique from the Tuvalu meeting by the prime ministers of the Forum Island countries. And we'll continue to take up this resolution. Vanuatu will be spearheading this resolution to take up to the United Nations General Assembly.
Benny Wender is the head of the umbrella group that's pushing for independence for the West Papua region, the ULMWP. He says it's vital that the UN Human Rights Commissioner can get to West Papua as soon as possible.
We hope that this meeting will all the leaders need to consider the Vanuatu proposed the human rights situation in West Papua. And the call for, the particular call is, and Indonesia allows the Human Rights High Commissioner visit West Papua.
Benny Wender from the UMLWP. Well, Evan, that's what they want, but how likely is it that there will be support from Pacific leaders, given, of course, the role that Indonesia also plays in the Pacific region and the support it has amongst some of the key Pacific countries?
Well, as part of the lead-up to the forum meeting, the head of the United Liberation Movement for West Papua, Benny Wender, he's been visiting Melanesian countries to try and get that support. That included Fiji, Papua New Guinea, Vanuatu and Solomon Islands. He recently travelled to Solomon Islands with a governor from PNG, Powis Pakop, where they met leaders, including the Prime Minister, Manase Sogavare. Mr. Wender says he's working the Melanesian link ahead of the forum meeting.
Most of the Melanesian leaders, they are concerned and they are willing to support, and because this issue is never go away from the Melanesian leader in the eye. So that's why in this case they are very much aware, and I'm confident that, you know, we support is there, and we have a special envoy, Laura Linney, already visited a number of places, and also myself. So
that's Benny Wender. Now, although he met with the Prime Minister, Manase Sogavare, it's still not clear whether Solomon Islands will give its support. I've sought comments from Sogavare's office, but I've yet to get a response. What's interesting to note is that while Papua New Guinea is a strong supporter of Indonesia, Benny Wender was in the Solomon Islands with, as I had mentioned, a PNG governor, Powis Pakop, who Wender described as PNG's envoy to West Papua. He's long been a strong advocate for the cause, going against the government's official position. There's, of course, a relatively new prime minister and a new foreign minister in PNG. So what all that means and whether this translates into official support, it's still unclear, but it'll certainly shape up to be an interesting forum leaders meeting. The other point to keep in mind is that the resolution is a humanitarian one. It's calling for investigations into human rights violations. It steers clear on the issue of self-determination or independence, which is a divisive topic at the regional political level, with Indonesia having strong support from both Papua New Guinea and Fiji. So by keeping it as a human rights issue, it's more of a moral decision rather than a political one, and this could be a strong appeal to Pacific Island leaders. But to know just how it will all play out, we'll just have to wait until they all meet next week in Tuvalu.